This is a Fox News alert. The Idaho killer found.
Be assured, the work is not done. This has just started.
I'm Eben Brown, Fox News. We've learned more about the man police have caught and suspect in the quadruple murders of college students last month in the town of Moscow, Idaho. Fox's Tanya J. Powers reports.
Brian Christopher Koberger is being held in jail after a judge denied bail today. He was arrested in the early morning hours in eastern Pennsylvania. He is accused of stabbing four University of Idaho students to death in a rental home near that campus last month. Moscow, Idaho Police Chief James Fry says Koberger is a graduate student at Washington State University.
These murders have shaken our community, and no arrest will ever bring back these young students. However, we do believe justice will be found through the criminal process.
An extradition hearing is set for Koberger for Tuesday. Tanya J. Powers, Fox News.
Wall Street ends its year today in tears.
Lingering fears over inflation and a potential recession weighed down Wall Street this final trading day of 2022. All the major indices closed lower. The Dow closed down 73 points. The Nasdaq lost 11. The S&P shed 10 points. Southwest Airlines has stabilized things and is more or less operating a normal schedule today. Following a week of widespread cancellations and disruptions in service that left a million customers stranded during the busy holiday travel season. And casino executives in Atlantic City are upbeat about things improving along the boardwalk in 2023. They're betting that they can finally put the COVID epidemic behind them. Karen McHugh, Fox News.
In sports, college bowl games are underway. Maryland just beat North Carolina 16-12 in the Duke's Mayo Bowl. UCLA is playing Pittsburgh in the Sun Bowl. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
Tomorrow is the big New Year's party at New York's Times Square. The giant ball will drop. Auld Lang Syne and Imagine will play. But crime is a concern. City leaders have been planning for security.
The goal is a very clear goal, and that is public safety. We must be safe, and we can do it in a very organized fashion.
New York City Mayor Eric Adams. This is the first year since the coronavirus pandemic that there are no restrictions on the New Year's Eve event. New York's limited the capacity in Times Square for 2021's event from 58,000 pre-pandemic to 15,000 people. A man from a Phoenix suburb who knowingly sold thousands of counterfeit N95 masks during the height of the pandemic will not go to jail. The U.S. Attorney for Arizona says 68-year-old Mark Forrest Cohn of Chandler, Arizona, will serve a year's probation, pay restitution, tariffs, and fines, all adding up to more than $8,000. A rock and roll idol is being accused of sexual crimes in a new civil suit. Fox's Anna Eliopoulos as the story that has Steven Tyler potentially in a lot of trouble.
Aerosmith frontman Steven Tyler is facing a lawsuit, accusing him of sexually assaulting a minor in the early 70s, according to Rolling Stone. Although he's not formally named in the suit, Tyler is referred to as one of 50 John Does by Julia Holcomb, who has gone on record publicly to accuse Tyler of having a multi-year relationship with her while she was a minor, claiming she also got pregnant and was forced to get an abortion. In his 2011 memoir, the singer wrote that during the time period in question, he, quote, almost took a teen bride. The lawsuit was filed under the California Child Victims Act and also accuses Tyler of sexual battery and intentional infliction of emotional distress. No word yet from the singer. Anna Eliopoulos, Fox News.
And I'm Evan Brown. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep.
obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. And you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/Fox. NetSuite.com/Fox.